This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are here Monday. Happy Monday, everybody. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Charlie Grimes, of course, our engineer. Dave from Veteran Windows and Doors joining me this first segment today. How's Dave? Survived the storm?
Yes, sir. I am well. And yourself?
I'm doing good.
good.
Just telling Charlie before we came on that I had said, I think it was Friday, that, or maybe even Thursday, that, you know, this will all be gone in a matter of days. And if you look out the window here to the west, I mean, some places you'll still have quite a bit of snow through the week, but most of the metro area by probably Wednesday, Dave, it'll be gone.
I think so.
Decent weather the mid, you know, this week, so can't argue with any of that. All right, so how's the window world?
Very good. Very busy.
Okay,
and,
good.
Yeah, these storms tend to help. They ferret out a lot of issues.
I was just
going to
ask that. I'm guessing everything from, depending upon where your home faces, windows and so on, everything from cold to leaks to you name it, right?
Yeah, actually the biggest thing for us in this weather have been doors. People noticing just so much air coming through their doors or movement in the door.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so that's the seems to be the big push.
Yep, no, that I fully understand what you're saying there. So for those of you listening, Veteran Windows and Doors, we say it all the time, but really if you need windows and doors, either one or both, Dave's there to take care of that. And on the security side of the fence, especially on the doors, Dave, as you've said numerous times, second to none, there's things you guys do that nobody else is doing.
Yeah, we do a lot kind of behind the scenes, not only in the installation, but from the security aspect. There are things that we can do on that door, security plates, laminate glass, whatever the situation warrants, really.
Which again, for those of you listening, depending upon where you're at and what you need to do, and I should say this again, this is not just, a lot of people think, well, it's just front door. No, this is front door, side door, back door, ADU door, shop door. I mean, really kind of whatever, Dave, you name it, you can do it all, right?
Pretty much every exterior door.
You don't do overheads, but any exterior man door, right?
Exactly, yeah. And okay. We will do the door from your garage to the home has to be a
so
fire-rated door.
I didn't think about that one. Yep. Oh, so you added one.
Yeah. So we're able to do those as well.
Good point. Because that's typically a fire-rated door. It has to be of a particular rating, and there's just different things that have to happen on that. And yeah, you want to make sure that you're dialed in on that one as well.
Yep.
And that typically, well, you can explain that to somebody. I don't want to get into the details of that because it varies from house to house and what the ratings are and all that, right? Is the code the same everywhere on that?
It does vary, but for the most part, it has to have a 20-minute burn rating on the door itself.
Okay.
But not only the door, but the hardware as well. You have to
think
of all aspects, and the door has to
be. So it doesn't just fall off the frame, right?
Exactly, and it has to come to not to a latched position, but to a closed position
automatically,
of its own
right?
Accord. Correct.
Okay, yep. Got it. Okay, so again, for those of you listening, those are the things that Dave does. I also know, and I was talking to Dave Hart from Roof Savers of Colorado earlier this morning, because another place that he's finding, he and I were talking about this morning, where moisture can enter your home. A lot of people will think, I've got a roof leak. Well, it may not actually be the roof leaking. You may have had a particular snow where it overhung and then some icicles or some different things dripped, and it might be right over a window where you're thinking it's the roof that's actually leaking, but no, it's coming in through a penetration somewhere around that window, and it may seem like it's a roof leak, Dave, but it's your department, actually.
Yeah, that we see quite a bit of that. In Colorado, we're considered high plain desert, so a lot of these municipalities aren't concerned with water mitigation. So it's not required that you have a physical flashing system in there. It's not required that you have a sill pan flash, any of that.
Yeah.
So that's part of what we do as well. We follow a much stricter code than is required because that is the main point of...
When you take a house that's got, for example, maybe it's got two sets of windows or one really, really high, like bay window, and if that's not totally sealed, as you're just saying, and that snow kind of comes over that edge... You may think you've got a roof leak, which Dave was mentioning this morning. Dave Hart, not Dave Bancroft, not you. But he was mentioning as that folds over, that may get into some of that area to where it looks like your roof's leaking, but in fact it's the window or above the window that's actually leaking.
Yeah,
we've
actually...
That siding area might actually be leaking.
Exactly. We've seen a lot where the water comes in on top of the window and then seeps into the frame.
Because it can wick, right, and go different
exactly.
places, right?
Yeah, it's water, so it's going to take path of least resistance. So.
Gotcha. Okay, so for those of you also where... I'll talk about Dave Hart a little bit later, where you've got some sort of a leak. You may think it's window, or you may think it's roof, rather, but it actually may also be window. That's where those two can get together and kind of figure out what is it. And I know that you guys work together on different things, so both either one of you will have those folks covered on whatever that happens to be.
Absolutely.
Bottom line, make sure it's not leaking.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, and I do. Dave and I work together quite a bit, and I highly recommend
it. It's a good combo. No,
yep,
the
Dave
2 days.
Dave.
It's a great,
no,
it's a great combo. All right, deals for this month. Are there any?
We are. We're actually doing a 45% off front entry system,
okay.
Off list price, regardless of what they build.
Okay.
And we are installing that at our cost.
Okay. I'm writing this down so I can put that into my notes for a little bit later. So 45% off entry doors, front entry doors, I should say. Dave's cost on labor to install. Dave, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Either through our main line at 303-529-0720 or online at www.veteranwindowsdoors.com.
And if you forget any of that, you can go to klzradio.com. You can go to rushtoreason.com. So if you forget any of that at all, you can go to either one of our websites and find Dave there as well. Dave, always a joy. I told the other Dave this morning that knowing what we just went through, I would tell all of you listening that if you know you've got a problem, I would call sooner than later, because I can already tell you these guys are going to get inundated with what just happened this last Thursday.
Yeah, we're going to see the mad rush.
So get on it, folks, sooner than later. Veteran Windows and Doors. Dave, as always, appreciate you, man.
Thank you,
as
sir.
Always, very much. And say hi to all those grandkids of yours for
I
me.
I shall.
So.
I will.
All right. Golden Eagle Financial. Speaking of finances, give Al a call today. Find out what he can do for you. It's tax time. It's just around the corner. Literally a little under, a month away. And there's some things that Al can do to help you on the tax end of things as well. Call him today, 303-744-1128.
You need Golden Eagle Financial to maximize your retirement in this new reality of rising costs that will not stop. That way you can retire on your terms. When prices rise, there are strategies and tools that an experienced retirement planner like Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial can use to maximize your returns while maintaining minimal risk. This gives you more purchasing power to retire on your terms, whether you want to travel, give to others, purchase property, or anything else you've worked for your whole life. Al can provide essential analysis and strategy to make sure that you're prepared for any economic changes. So that'll help you understand the exact risks and expenses and help you fit it into your plan for your future. Call Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today and get started preparing for your new reality by going to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, Roof Savers of Colorado, as I was just mentioning, Dave Hart. Yeah, talked to Dave considerably this morning because things happen, leaks develop, and things may... that it may have been fine before the storm, you may find during or after the storm are not. Typically, it's a couple of days after. So if you've got any kind of leak, things that you know you need to get taken care of, give Dave a call today. He is our roofing expert, 303-710-6916.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth. from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax rejuvenation treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
All right, and how does solar work for you? Find out today. I was in Costco yesterday. And, of course, they've always got a solar guy there that's wanting to stop you and ask questions. And the answer back for me is, I have a guy. That's Alan Davis, Solar Engineering, 303-378-7537.
Alan Davis with Level Engineering knows that the power company is not your friend, that they don't have your best interests at heart. Aside from getting your power back on during an outage, they do three ugly things. First, they install a smart meter on your home to charge you surge fees up to 300% during peak times. Next, they use some of your money to lobby public utility commissions to increase your bill. The power company tries to squeeze money out of you everywhere they can. But Alan Davis has the answer for you. Solar power will allow you to produce your own energy and get the power company out of your wallet. Call Alan Davis of Level Engineering to rid you and your family of the greedy power company and take a major step towards energy independence. You just need to reach out to Alan by going to klzradio.com/solar for a free, no-obligation consultation.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, question of the day. Welcome back, by the way. And Friday's was, what does the 1967 Outer Space Treaty forbid? And by the way, nobody that texted in got this correct. And it is that no one can own the moon. That is the 1967 Outer Space Treaty. Today's impossible question of the day. During his inauguration, Teddy Roosevelt wore a ring that contained something. What was it? So during his inauguration, Teddy Roosevelt wore a ring that contained something. What was that something? Answer that on the RushToReason.com website. All right. Moving right along, got several things in store for you. Jared Dillon will be joining us here at 3:30, and he's a finance expert, by the way, and we're going to talk about his new book, No Worries, How to Live a Stress-Free Financial Life. So it'll be interesting to see what Dillon, or Jared, I should say, Darren Dillon, I might not be saying that right, Charlie. You'll have to get the exact pronunciation. It might be Dillian. I'll double-check that and make sure, but Charlie will verify that. But Jared will be joining us, let me just say it that way, at 3:30. Now, I had a texter, and I know this person, but I won't give names out, but I had a texter text me this morning asking that had I heard, and yes, I have, that Tucker Carlson's name had been thrown around for the VP pick by Trump on the Republican side. Now, I've heard that. I don't know how much validity there is to that. But the question was, what did I think? He understands the Constitution. He's very pro-Trump. He's very big on, America first and all of those different things. And absolutely he is. Absolutely. Would he be a good VP pick? And I know this might shock some of you, but I say no. He would not be. Now, would he do the job well? Yes. But would he be a good pick? No. And some of you would say, well, why? He's a great guy. I listen to him. I watch him on X and this, that, and the other. And, you know, he was on Fox News forever. You know, why would he not be a good pick? Because of everything I just said. That's why he's not a good pick. Too many things that the opposition party can always drag out of those of us that have been in the media and been on air, in his case, on TV, for a long time. far too many things they can pull out, even out of context, which I'll get into a little later in regards to even what Trump said over the weekend with his bloodbath comment. I mean, that just shows you how out of context the other side can be, or will drum it up to be, I should say. And all the more reason why somebody like Tucker Carlson would not be a good pick for VP. I also think, and some of you may disagree with me on this, but I don't think Tucker is as is as appealing. Let me use the right word. I don't think Tucker is as appealing to the middle as we need. And I know some of you may disagree with me on that, but and that's me saying that. That's nobody else. And again, nobody here at KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting forces me to say anything. You guys can all determine that through our National Crawford Roundtable on Wednesdays. We all sometimes agree and other times disagree. And sometimes it's, you know, sometimes I'm odd man out. It just depends on the subject. Sometimes I'm joined by one other. Sometimes it's three of us. You know, it varies. None of us are told what to say. So, no, I'm not just saying this because somebody says so. I just don't think Tucker plays very well to the middle. Now, some would say, oh, no, he's great. Actually, he's not. And I also will say this about Tucker, and some of you may get mad at me for saying this, but I say things regardless. Some of, you know, kind of my negative traits, I guess. Tucker can get sort of conspiratorial. And what I mean by that is he can wear a tinfoil hat at times. Like the guy, for the most part, like what he brings and delivers. But there are some things that he can get off in the weeds on that I'm not sure you could really prove are real and valid. I'll just say that. Leave it as it is. Not against Tucker. Like the man. Very smart. Again, knows the Constitution. Loves the country. Country first, absolutely. But at the end of the day, there's a few things that I would struggle with him on the campaign trail. The biggest being, I don't think he sells to the middle as well as some would think. Now, those that are on the hardcore right, always Trump, the Trump cult end of things, they would love to see Tucker as the nominee or, you know, as the VP. I'm not in that camp. I'm a supporter of Trump, always will be. He's our guy right now, so I definitely am a supporter of him. But am I a Trump-only guy? No, I am not a Trump-only. There's many a person out there that could fulfill the role of President of the United States and do a fine job. And it's not only Trump. Now, all that being said, he's our guy. He will be nominated at the convention. He's it. He will win all the primaries, which at this point he's pretty much already done. Don't even know what's left. At this point, he's it. He's our pick. And I'm fine with that. I have no issues with that. I can get behind him. He makes a great president. Nothing wrong with that end of things at all. He's a guy that will get the job done, even though he's hated by most people. So, but again, and hang on, I got a text message coming and I always have to read. Oh, thank you, Andy. Yes, and Tucker is a big alien guy. I'm not, by the way. If you haven't figured that out by now, I don't believe in aliens at all. Zilch, nada, zero. There are no other life forms out there, I don't believe. And I know, again, I may be stepping on some toes and saying so, but no, there's not. Sorry, they don't exist. It's a big fabrication, bunch of hooey. It doesn't exist. Just like I don't believe in ghosts. Some of you would say, oh, what? No, I don't believe in ghosts. Some of you would say, well, why? Name a place in the Bible where a ghost is talked about. Now, there's places in the Bible where there were visions and things like that that were done by God himself, like on the Mount of Transfiguration and other places, but even very few of those even happened. But there's no ghosts. And I know humans have believed in ghosts for eons. Doesn't mean they're real. And I'm not a guy that, you know, do I have a problem going through a cemetery in the dark at night? No, none. It's just a place. It's a place where people are buried. There's nothing there. Do those things bother, spook, scare me? No, not at all. Does the supernatural bother me? No, I think it's all in what you, how you view it. And I'll just say it straight up, where your faith is. Now, this is an area, by the way, where Bob Duco and I differ greatly. Immensely. because Bob, in his world, has seen and done things way differently than I ever have. I'll just leave it at that. If you want to know more, you'd have to email and talk to Bob. But Bob and I differ in this area. We've talked about it on the roundtable. And by the way, these are none of these things, in my opinion, are worth splitting faith over. You know, these are hairs. These are not major deep faith issues that, you know, you divide over. Even believing in aliens. I'm not going to divide my faith over someone that believes in aliens, even though I don't. You can believe whatever you want. I don't. And you're not going to convince me otherwise. To me, it's not even open for discussion. But others do. And you know what? Fine. You can believe in little green men from Mars if you want. More power to you. But that's just not me. I'm not that guy. I don't believe in that nonsense. And that's exactly what I call it, nonsense. It doesn't exist. I will tell you, now this isn't really conspiratorial to me. This is fairly logical. Given what Scripture talks about with end times and the fact that there will be a rapturing of the saints, when does that happen? I can't answer that. Neither can anyone else for that matter. No matter what they say, no one knows. But it would make you kind of wonder that if we get enough people believing in aliens and there's a certain amount of people someday that leave this earth in the blink of an eye, what will they blame it on? Aliens. They won't blame it on Christ, on the, you know, spiritual side of things. They'll blame it on aliens. So my feeling on aliens is it's something that the devil will use, the evil side will use to create a narrative as to why certain things happened. That's my belief. Some of you now are thinking, man, John, you're a nut. Actually, walk through that common sense-wise. Those of you that are believers and have read the book of Revelation and know some of what I'm talking about, those of you that don't, read it anyways. You might learn something. But those of you that understand my faith and where I'm coming from on that, you might be a little bit more open to what I just said as to why the world wants to believe in aliens, when I don't think they exist. But it's a good explanation as to if some major event down the road happened, they'll use that as an excuse. That's my feeling. Can I prove that? No. But I can sure tell you this. Are there little spacemen running around in flying saucers that are ready to take over the world? No. Those don't exist. Sorry. They just don't exist. All right. Moving along. Speaking of Trump. And those of you that think I'm against Trump, I'm not. Love the guy. And I think he's done a lot of great things for this country. And I will tell you that in this $454 million civil fraud judgment he's fighting, he is getting the ultimate shaft. And I feel bad for the guy. He is now struggling, which we've talked about. This is something our side hasn't mentioned much. Charlie reminded me of this from day one. When you go through an appeal of any kind of judgment, which is what he's had now in New York, you have to put up money for that, or a bond or something. You don't just get to appeal for free. He has to put up a surety bond to handle the $454 million civil judgment against him. The reason for that is because if he loses, that still has to get paid. And that's what the state requires to move on. It's a load of crap, but it is what it is. That's the legal system he's in inside of New York City. Right, wrong, or otherwise, that's what's going on. And as I've said a gazillion times, and I'll keep saying it, has he gotten the shaft in New York? Absolutely. I know he's gotten it in other places, but in this particular case, he thoroughly has gotten the shaft. And it will have an effect upon other commercial property owners on down the line. Trust me when I say that. For those of you that are even on the left that own commercial property that think I'm crazy, watch out. They could come for you in the same way. So it's awful that he is struggling right now to secure a bond for that $454 million lawsuit or judgment against him in the suit. From the suit, I should say. And you can read all about, I'll put the link up into our notes, but you can read why he's struggling. And really what it comes down to is certain financial institutions want a certain amount of security in putting up the bond. And in this case, they want hard cash, hard assets, not real estate, by the way. Now, the attorney, New York State Attorney General, I should say, Letitia James has said that if he doesn't pay up, and if this doesn't happen by tomorrow, I believe it's Tuesday tomorrow, they will look at other ways of seizing his assets. Again, it's a load of garbage. Absolute load of garbage. Actually, it's next week. I think it's next Tuesday. So a week from tomorrow. So Trump basically has got a week to get this figured out. Otherwise, I don't know what he does. And I think that's probably what even his own team is trying to figure out is what do you do? How does he become liquid enough to make this happen? Because even though he's a billionaire, and there's been people out there that will, you know, ditz him on that. Oh, you're not really as rich as you think you are. Folks, $1 billion is still a lot of money. Even if you're only worth $1 billion, it's a lot of money. The key, though, is none of those billionaires from Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett down have cash, have that much cash. Their net worth is high, but it's not liquid. I think that's where the average American, which I hate to say doesn't even understand what net worth is, they look at these folks and what their value is, and they think all that's in cash. Oh, it must be nice to be worth $200 billion. They're worth that, but there's not that much cash in the bank. Even Elon Musk has said numerous times, there's times where he has to borrow money just to live life because he's not that liquid. Okay? Now, living life in his world, I know, is different than ours, but you get where I'm coming from. He still at times has to have a line of credit and use other people's money to get done what he needs to do because he's not liquid. Jeff Bezos is liquid to a point, but not $200 billion worth, and neither is Donald Trump. So a lot of people think that because these guys have $1 billion, there's that much in the bank. There's not. There's probably not as much as most people think. I think today I saw that, which is actually pretty strong on Trump's part, he's got about $400 million in cash roughly. Well, that's still not enough to even satisfy this, and you're not going to use all your cash for one thing and tie it up. You still have to run things. So regardless, he's got to get this figured out. And yes, my heart goes out to him in this because it's wrong. It's just not correct in what's going on. And he's being treated in a way because of who he is that shouldn't be happening right now. And I'll go to the mat with him on that all day long. Hi-Fi Plumbing is next. 877-WE-HI-5. Well, $100 off right now your next visit. Just give them a call. And if you had any issues through this last snowstorm, give High Five a call today, 877-WE-HI-5.
Your holidays may have brought all sorts of unwanted gunk to your home plumbing, and High Five can help fix it fast. Your guests are gone and you're smelling new smells from your drains or seeing sinks and showers drain slowly. It's time to call the professionals. Finding where the problem is can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with High Five's cutting-edge tools and resources, they'll have those drains flowing again in no time. High Five can take video of your main line and use the highest quality tools like digital augers and jetters to clear clogs so that you can get back to your day hassle-free. Mainline cleaning is dependent on your main access being cleared of furniture or appliances and is ultra affordable. Tell High Five you heard about it on Rush to Reason and you'll get $100 off the service. Get started today at klzradio.com/plumbing.
All right, if you're looking for a medical provider, Dr. Scott Faulkner is your doctor. 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at CastleRockRegenerativeHealth.com or find him at RushToReason.com.
All right. If you've got an estate or if you don't have one, you still need an estate plan regardless of how many assets you do or don't have or what you think you do or don't have, like I was talking about earlier with net worth. Michael can help you with all of that. He's our mobile estate planner, 720-394-6887.
Another year, another promise to go to the gym, eat better, stop chewing your fingernails. Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, has a resolution you will actually keep. 2023 has seen changes in your life that need to be addressed and expressed in a plan. Births, deaths, marriages, divorces, home sales and purchases, and so many more life events have a direct effect on your estate plan. Many people forget that these changes also alter your wishes for your estate, including what happens to your belongings, your money, and the sentimental items you cherish in the event you pass away. The worst possible outcome could be that someone gets something you did not wish for, or even worse, someone doesn't get what you did want them to receive. Updating your estate plan only takes a few minutes, so contact Michael today by going to klzradio.com/estate and get your estate plan updated for 2024.
Genesis 1-3 Electric Safety and Savings Plan keeps your home protected and saves you money. Not too long ago, if you had an electrical need, you had a guy for that. Genesis 1-3 Electric is your guy for all things electric. And their Safety and Savings Plan membership has the benefits every homeowner needs. You'll get a yearly inspection with a 40-point checklist that covers all preventative maintenance. The plan covers fixtures, outlets, circuits, and more, making certain that if something happens, your electrical system is back at full strength in the fastest time possible. And you get priority service in emergencies. In addition, Genesis Electric will double the manufacturer's warranty and provide a 2-year labor guarantee, which is not something you'll find anywhere else. As a plan member, you get 15% off all products and services, so the plan pays for itself on the first visit. Learn more about the Safety and Savings Plan today or schedule your electrical service by going to klzradio.com/light.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
There we go. Thanks for joining us today. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dillian, is that right? Jared, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for joining us. Author of No Worries, How to Live a Stress-Free Financial Life. And before we get into that, what's your background, Jared?
Well, I had a career on Wall Street. I spent a couple years as a local on the floor of the options exchange in San Francisco, and then I was at Lehman Brothers for 7 years. I was the head of ETF trading, and then I became a writer. I've been writing a financial newsletter for the last 16 years, and I've published 4 books. So
nice.
That's pretty much it.
Well, very good job. We appreciate you taking time to join us again. No Worries, How to Live a Stress-Free Financial Life, which, by the way, great title. It's, I think, probably for most people. I know there's a select few that don't have any worries along those lines, but even people that have, you know, quote-unquote made it, Jared, I think that's one of those things they still think about.
Oh, for goodness sakes. I mean, there's really no correlation at all between how much money you have and how much financial stress you have. The richest guy in the world, Elon Musk, has a huge amount of financial stress.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. I just explained a moment ago to folks that, you know, people don't understand the difference between net worth and, you know, liquidity, cash in the bank. The reality is, I know for a fact, as I've read, there's times where he has to use a line of credit or go find money to do certain things that he's doing, because despite what people think, all of his worth isn't liquid.
No, it's not. It's tied up in Tesla stock. And he used his Tesla stock as collateral for a loan to buy Twitter.
There you go.
And then the stock went down 75%, and the richest man in the world almost went bankrupt. So he has lots of financial stress. On the other end, you have people who are living paycheck to paycheck, but they don't have any debt. They don't have any risk in the financial markets. And as long as their basic needs are met, they're perfectly happy. They
Good
don't
point.
Have any financial stress.
Great point.
So it's not a function of how much money you have at all.
No, you know what? And that's one of the things that are in my notes, which I would have said anyways. It's a mindset difference, right?
It is a mindset difference. You know, the first part of the book is really all about mindset.
Okay.
And I talk a lot about, you know, how most financial experts will tell people that in order to become a millionaire, you have to cut expenses to the bone.
Not
right?
true.
That it's not true. And, you know, they say.
Sorry. I didn't write the book, Jared, but no, not true.
You know, you can't buy coffee on the way to work. You can't go out to lunch. You know, really, it comes down to a few big things. It's buying a house, buying a car, and going to college. And if you get the financing around those three things right, then you don't have to worry about this pointless stuff like not buying coffee.
Doesn't it, Jared, in a lot of ways, and this is how I view it, isn't it how you, in my view anyways, isn't it how you view money and what you feel it can do for you versus looking at it only as what can't it do for me?
It's really about looking at it as a dynamic quality instead of a static quality.
There you go.
Like, a lot of people look at it as a static quality. They say, look, I make $60,000 a year. That is how much I make. That's the pie, and I'm going to slice this pie into smaller and smaller pieces. The other way you could look at it is you can just make more pie. Like, there's plenty of money to be made doing a whole bunch of things. There's a lot of time in the day. And most often, the problem of having not enough money is usually solved by making more money.
Makes sense. And again, to me, it's a mindset. And I think the way I've tried to explain it to folks, Jared, is, you know, I view money as a tool and a tool only. It can be used for good. It can be used for bad. Like anything else in life, it's a matter of how you look at it and what are you doing with it. And are you using it as in a way to not only help yourself, but others?
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, there's a certain type of person. We've created this personality in the United States, somebody who's really cheap. You know, the book that I dislike the most is The Millionaire Next Door. I don't know what you think of that book.
Never read it.
It talks about this person, this hypothetical person who lives in a 1,200-square-foot house, and they buy a 16-year-old used car that smells like cigarette smoke.
Right.
And they have one cheap suit, and they have seven figures in the bank account. Frequently, those people are not very generous.
Very true.
You know, you mentioned helping other people. Those people are counting their money. They log on to the bank account. They see two commas in there, and they count their money every day.
Yeah, good
point. And they're
not
being generous.
Very good point. Know? No, by the way, I agree with everything you said. I've never read that book, so I don't know exactly what it says. I mean, I do realize that there are certain ways of looking at things, and for some people, maybe that's the way they need to do it so that they themselves can become, quote-unquote, financially free. Although you have to wonder, in that particular case, even, Jared, are they financially free, or are they strapped to it?
They're strapped to it. They're absolutely strapped to it. And the way personal finance is taught in the United States is that you have an obsessive focus on expenses, obsessive focus on expenses. And even the decision of whether to go to the soda machine and spend $2 a soda, you're like, well, do I need it? Can I wait until I get home? I'll just be thirsty for a couple of hours. Like, you should not be spending any time at all on these tiny financial decisions. You should be spending time on the big financial decisions.
That's right. Absolutely. I kind of look at it, and Jared, I by no means am cheap, although with some things I am. I get cheap maybe isn't the right word. I look at the value of something, and if I can look at it and say, you know what, there is value in that particular item, then you know what? I am more than willing to spend money for that particular item. On the same token, if I look at it and think, you know, I can afford it, but it's the principle of it. It's overpriced. It's not what I need. It's not going to change my life any way, shape, or form. Why should I spend money on that?
Yeah, and there is a class of people. You know, we have this mythological person in the United States who has a 580 credit score, and they have a $100,000 truck, and their car payment is bigger than their house payment.
Right.
And it's these people who are slaves to debt, and they spend too much, and we hold them up as the enemy, right? We say these people are what's wrong with America. They have too much debt. But they ignore the fact that really, you know, most of the population is actually very good with money. They're very frugal, and a lot of people take it to the other extreme. Just as it's possible to spend too much money, it's possible to spend too little money.
Absolutely.
And the consequences of that are harmed relationships.
Harmed relationships, it doesn't really help our economy. I mean, I was in the, I owned two automotive stores and built the kind of trucks that you just talked about that guy owned. And frankly, Jared, I love that guy because he's what sent my kids to college. So at the end of the day, I was not upset with that guy at all because I loved him. And, you know, and I'm not trying to be rude here, but frankly, I didn't care how deep in debt he was. As long as he was driving that truck and spending money in my store, I didn't care.
That's great.
I mean, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but the reality is those guys never bothered me because, to your point, they were keeping at least my economy moving forward. Now, you know, I also have a heart and I don't want to see people spend too much and go broke and have that affect their family and so on. But typically, I will tell you this, Jared, typically the guy you just mentioned was the guy working the overtime to be able to pay the bills to make it happen. And he wasn't the guy in bankruptcy anyways.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was a guy actually probably buying another new truck 3 or 4 years from now. Now, he was always in debt, but the reality is, it, you know, again, did it help in my particular world pay the bills? It absolutely did. And I agree with you. You can be one side of that extreme to the other. At the end of the day, and I guess that's what you talk about in the book, it's how you view it and what are you doing in your own life, right?
Yeah, and it's also about, you know, this is why this is such a difficult book. Because extreme solutions are very easy to sell, right? Like, cut up all your credit cards. It's very easy to understand. It's very easy for people to understand. But pursuing this middle path between spending too little and spending too much and trying to achieve this state of zero financial stress, that's actually much harder to do.
Right.
It's much harder for people to get their heads around.
I can't disagree with that. And I'm one where, and I coach businesses and even to try to teach as best I can my business clients to utilize those credit cards in such a way that they can extend their own credit and their own buying power, and the rewards that come with a lot of those are well worth having. So I'm kind of the opposite end of the Dave Ramsey spectrum, Jared, to where as long as you're utilizing that correctly as a tool, use it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people are on the opposite end of the Dave Ramsey spectrum these days.
Well, and again, I love Dave. He serves a purpose. There are certain people, Jared, that absolutely need Dave in their life to get them back on track, and I'm not going to take anything away. On the same token, there are people out there that need to do the opposite of what Dave says.
Well, what Dave offers is a one-size-fits-all solution.
That doesn't exist for everybody.
The people he helps are the spending addicts.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
He helps the spending addicts cut up your credit cards. Don't use debt. And for people who are in those situations, that absolutely works. But that's really only about 10% of the population. And it's not a solution that works well for anybody else.
Can't disagree with you at all on that. You and I, as you can tell, you and I think a lot alike. I appreciate you joining us today. The book, again, No Worries, How to Live a Stress-Free Financial Life. Jared, where do they buy the book? And where do they get a, you know, where do they get a hold of your daily market newsletter you do?
You can buy the book at Amazon. You can buy the book at Barnes & Noble. It's in stores. If you go in a store and it's not there, just order it. And I wouldn't bother with the newsletter, but check out jareddillionmoney.com,
okay,
which is my personal finance website. And there's a lot of additional stuff there that's not in the book.
Okay, perfect. I've got both links, by the way, in my notes, so we'll put those up a little later for all of you listening so you can check those out. Again, Jared, we think a lot alike. You are welcome anytime. Honestly, as you can tell, we really much think exactly alike, and I appreciate you taking time out of our day. And I appreciate when there's other people saying what I say where I'm not the one saying it. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
I appreciate your camaraderie very much, Jared.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day. And Dillian, D-I-L-L-I-A-N, and it's Jared, J-A-R-E-D, JaredDillianMoney.com. We'll put those links up a little bit later tonight. Producer Ann will, and she does a great job of categorizing things for all of you that want to listen and go back and listen to these things specifically. And you might have some of these things where you want to send it on to somebody else as well. And again, I firmly believe that how you view money, and is it a tool? Is it the enemy? How do you view it? That really has a lot to do with how you end up being financially secure on down the road. K&R Home Transitions, they're next. And again, looking at what Jared just said, how do you view your home? Is it an asset, or is it where you're going to be buried? Now, either one's fine. I don't have a problem either or, but if you're looking at it as an asset, you may want to change that from time to time. Buy, sell, move up, move down, move laterally. It just depends on what's going on in your own personal world. That's where K&R Home Transitions comes in. You may very well look at it as an asset. You may want to change that asset from time to time, and you'll need help in doing so. That's where K&R comes into play. 720-437-8210. They want to help you with the buying, the selling, and removing the stress of, as we were just talking to Jared about a moment ago as well. KLZradio.com, 720-437-8210. And don't forget Premier Home Remodels. If you've been putting a remodel project off for any length of time at all, give them a call. They'd love to help. And kitchens right now is one of their highlights. Call them with your kitchen remodel today. Find them at KLZradio.com.
Start planning your summer kitchen renovation now with Premier Home Remodels. They will bring ideas and concepts to your doorstep instead of you having to do the research on your own. They will closely review your individual needs to customize the space for what your family needs now and into the future. Premier Home Remodels will design your remodel exactly the way you want while tying in the necessary detail and adjustments you might not even think about. Their high level of standard is ingrained within their company to ensure that every detail is planned at the front end to determine the scope on the back end. They give you the premier process with premier quality without the premier price point. Premier stands by having a third of the price tag as other competing remodeling companies. Details drive success. So, work with the high quality, fair pricing, design build team at Premier Home Remodels.
All right, we are up to Cub Creek. And they want to help you out with your heating and air conditioning needs. And if you just went through this last storm and had any issues at all when it came to your heating system, give Cub Creek a call today. Find him at klzradio.com.
To save money on your energy bill, your best opportunity is right now with Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek knows the prices for new HVAC equipment are rising sharply this year. So if you're looking for an upgrade or repair, now is the time. Refrigerant prices are already rising, and as the reserves are depleted, this issue will increase the price of air conditioner installation and servicing. Equipment costs for most manufacturers are also starting to rise due to regulatory changes, so that means the cost of parts and equipment is going to keep climbing. Even the cost of energy is skyrocketing with no signs of stopping. Rheem Pro partner Cub Creek provides free estimates, and they aren't commission-based, so they will never upsell you. Cub Creek knows how to save money on your home's heating and AC. Financing is available, so make your appointment for a free estimate today and start saving money with Cub Creek Heating and AC at klzradio.com/HVAC.
Ridgeline Auto Brokers, two locations to serve you, by the way, RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. There's one in Boulder, one in Fort Collins. Again, RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we are back, and a couple of comments on Jared, our last guest. Somebody said the Waltons likely borrowed against their Walmart stock to buy the Broncos. Most likely they did. And had another comment when it comes to Dave Ramsey as well. And yeah, and again, I am not against Dave Ramsey, by the way, not at all. I think Dave serves a real valuable purpose for certain individuals coast to coast. Does he serve everybody's needs financially? No, he does not. I'll be the first one to say that. And I will be the first to say that if I did everything Dave wanted me to do, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. Now, again, I have a lot of respect for Dave. I enjoy Dave. But Dave and I are not the same when it comes to certain things. Dave is one that doesn't think you should even have a house mortgage. That'll be one of the first things he'll tell you. I'm not that way. And I'm also one that understands the value of owning your own home, not paying rent, basically paying somebody else's mortgage, realizing the tax deductions, like them or not, they're there. The tax deductions for actually owning a home and having a mortgage. And at the end of the day, having something that, yes, I know, some of you will correct me, you don't really own it. The government does, because if you don't pay your property taxes, they do. I get it. But for all intensive purposes, it's your house. You own it. You're responsible to take care of it, and so on. And no, Dave is not the same as I when it comes to certain things involving that. Now, there's a few other things that I didn't get a chance to get to Jared about that's in his book, by the way. He talks about, you know, ways to buy smart big-ticket items, smart ways to buy big-ticket items from houses to cars. Some of those things, by the way, we talk about here not only on Rush to Reason but on my other programs as well, Drive Radio especially. You know, how do you save money buying some of those big-ticket items? Some of you have sent me, you know, emails and text messages when it comes to some of those items, houses and cars, asking for my opinion and or help with some of those items. I'm always willing to help, by the way, free of charge. I don't charge for those services. There's a lot of buying agents, by the way, that are out there, especially on cars, that charge you a fee to help walk you through the process of buying a car. I don't do that. I just kind of feel like with what we do on Drive Radio, it's a part of what we do. Now, I'm not going to go to the dealership with you like some of these folks will, which if some of these folks are out of state and doing it online, they're not going either. But can I walk you through enough of what to do with buying a car to keep you out of trouble? Absolutely, I can. One caveat, just listen to what I say. That's it. Just like my business clients, I only ask one thing. Listen to what we say, what we decide on, and then move forward. Take the emotion out of it. Now, I have not read his book. I haven't read Jared's book. I hope there's a chapter in there that talks about emotions. I've said it before, and I've even gotten some comments back from some financial wizards because they didn't realize this until I said it. Never buy a car at night. Your emotions are different at night. Never buy one, especially on a Friday night. If you've worked a full 40, 50, 60-hour week, do not buy a car on Friday night. Ever. Worst time you could ever buy one. I would even go as far as to say Saturday night, not a good time. Again, nighttime period is not a good time to make big purchases. If you're thinking about buying something big in the evening, sleep on it and decide the next morning. You'll be much better off with your decision the next morning because you'll think clear and you'll say, you know, maybe I really don't need whatever that item is. Could be everything from a big screen TV to a car. Sleep on it. Think about it. Now, I'm also one of those individuals where if I decide to buy something, I'll research everything out. I'll figure out what it is to buy. And I'm not going to dilly around and, you know, and look at 15 different things before I buy it. I'm also not that guy. I have better things to do. But I will do my research on the front side to decide, is that what I want to buy and what am I willing to spend? What should the price be? And so on. And I'll go that route. But I'm not one that will dilly around once I've decided to buy something. Now, I will say that in some areas, I'll take big screen TVs, for example. What do you buy? Good luck. There is far too many choices, and it's really hard to determine what to buy, and you really got to do your research. But again, if you're taking your time to do said research, you've got the time to do so, and you're not just buying it on the whim. And the plus side on electronics, if you wait a month or two, they're going to be cheaper anyway, so you're really not losing out on anything when it comes to that. American National Insurance, all of what we just talked about, needs insured, cars, houses, things, the belongings even inside of your home, that's where my good friend Paul Leuenberger comes into play, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
The best export we have is common sense. You're listening to Rush to Reason.
All right, from the text line, couldn't agree with this more, by the way. Never buy a car in the rain, because if you do, you'll sell it in the rain, because you'll never see the imperfections that you bought it with when you bought it in the rain. Great advice. So yeah, never buy during a heavy either rain or snowstorm, unless it's something that's inside that's not been affected by the weather. But yeah, never buy. I would also tell you, never buy a car on a cloudy day. You won't see some of those imperfections even on a cloudy day. We'll be back. Hour 2 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.